At least 50 rockets from Lebanon hit northern Israel today, including about 25 in the town of Nahariya, 6 miles south of the Lebanese border. NPR's Eric Westervelt recorded that earlier today in Nahariya, and he joins us now on the line. Eric, describe the scene there.
Michelle, we should let our listeners know that the sound they just heard was a Katyusha rocket that was a direct hit into an apartment building here in downtown Nahariya. No one was in the building at the time. No one was injured, but the building suffered some significant damage. I'm here at a bus depot in central downtown Nahariya. It's usually a bustling, busy place. Right now it is eerily quiet. There's some broken glass and some downed tree limbs just a few yards from me, because right across the street, Katyusha rocket hit a building and did significant damage to that building. Several people were shaken up, but no one was seriously injured. This town has been hit by at least 25 Katyusha rockets today, and I can see the impact all around me.
So, Eric, since you're there in this targeted area, close enough to hear and record some of these explosions, is there any warning of these incoming rockets? What do people do?
There isn't really. You hear a pop when it's fired from the Lebanese side, and then you hear a little bit of the whistle, but it's only about 4 seconds, maybe a little more, and then you hear the impact. So they really have very little warning. There's a regular siren that goes off about every half hour. It's a recording from police and security here saying everyone must stay indoors and get into a secure bomb shelter area. But that's just sort of on a loop, announcing to people to get indoors.
Now, you noted in that explosion that we heard there was no one in that building. What about elsewhere in Israel? Are there casualties?
Just east of here in a village, a direct hit from a Katyusha rocket hit a house. It killed a woman and her child. That brings the Israeli civilian death toll to 4 in these 3 days of Katyusha rocket fire. Hezbollah has fired more than 300 Katyusha rockets across the northern border, according to the Israel Defense Forces.
Now, in Gaza, it's difficult for people to leave, even if they wanted to. What about Israel? Are people fleeing the area?
That's right. Many people have left this town. A security guard I was just speaking with said, you know, my friends are calling me all the time on my cell phone saying, why are you still there? Why don't you leave? Why don't you join us south, out of range of the rockets? He said, I need the work despite the risks. He's sticking it out, but very few are. I'm looking at a series of apartment buildings just across the street. They're about 5 stories high. I see one light on, Michelle. The rest are completely dark. People have left town.
Do you get a sense of the psychology there? People do live with the prospect of war. Most of the homes, as I understand, have bomb shelters. But what's the thinking there right now?
Well, people are extremely worried. The Israel Defense Forces and security forces have advised people in Haifa, Israel's third largest city, to stay indoors. Here, a little further north, they've ordered people to stay indoors. And it is new. It's one thing to have a bomb shelter as a precaution. It's another thing to have rockets raining down and having to deal with that on a daily basis. Several people we talked to, essentially, were suffering from anxiety. They just said they can't take the pressure from the stress of the rockets coming down.
Eric, thank you very much. Be safe.
Thanks.
That was NPR's Eric Westervelt speaking to us from the town of Nahariya.